You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 123. And on today's show, we're going to get you ready to close out this year, which is coming to an end, and welcome in the coming year, prepared to truly make it the best yet. Now, keep this in mind. Success is by design, not by accident.
Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com.
Well, welcome to today's show. I'm Jackie Ulmer, and I'm so thrilled to be bringing you this final show of 2014 on the Street Smart Wealth Podcast. And you know, it's interesting. It doesn't really matter when you're listening to this. This is really designed to be a year-end closeout and a welcoming in, ultimately, of the new year. And we'll do a little bit of that as we move into next week's first show of 2015. So if you're listening to this later in the year, that's okay. As I always say, every day is a new chance to start over in your business. So let me ask you, do you have specific things that you do to close out and get ready for the new year? Things that you do specifically to set yourself up for success? See, happiness, gratitude, and even success are all a choice. And they're a choice that we make each and every day in our lives and certainly in our businesses. A great way to launch your new year is to close out the old one and set up some powerful patterns and intentions to move you forward. And I love doing this at the end of the year because it's the perfect time. I like to close out my year in a very scheduled, specific way, and I actually started it nearly a month ago. It was a month ago when I started journaling a little bit about what each month had brought me in the year. I keep very calendared notes. You know, I know exactly what I've done, where I've traveled to, all the different things, because I keep all of that in my day timer. So it's easy for me to go back and journal out exactly what I did. And I can look back over the month. And I love doing it from a personal perspective too, not just for the business, but from that personal perspective of what did we accomplish as a family? Where did we travel to? What did we achieve? And what were the highlights and the special moments of the year? So if you haven't done that yet, I really want to encourage you to set aside some time and do that. And you know, I love doing a good end of year closeout to acknowledge and appreciate, anticipate, make whatever adjustments I need to. And then if I'm carrying around any excess baggage or anything that I don't need to be from what I didn't do, it allows me to acknowledge and appreciate myself most specifically for those things that I did do. So if you have thoughts and opinions about this, please tweet them to me at Jackie Ulmer and let's connect, or share them with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth. And if you're ready to stop talking about it and really start succeeding for this next year, consider my Inner Circle Coaching Program. Go to JackieAlmer.com/coach. Also, I did a show last year during this time of year, and it's a great one to listen to as I did things just a little bit differently. You can go to JackieAlmer.com/048 to give a listen to that show. So this time of year is certainly a great time to review what you've accomplished over the year, review the good, the bad, and the ugly, as I like to call it, reflect on the good, the bad, and the ugly, and then set some intentions for the following year. Not so much resolutions if those don't do well for you. Some people can set resolutions and they really rock it out, and I know others who it really sets them up for failure. So it's really about those things that are going to be most positive in moving you forward. Okay, so the first thing that you want to do, well, let's go through some steps to make all this happen. And step number one is plan the time. Plan the time to do all of this. Okay, you're listening to the show, maybe you've already done it, maybe you have time later today to do it, but sometime in the next week, get it done. Get it done before the new year if possible, or within the first week. Take a break. Get away from your normal, typical surroundings, go to the coffee shop, go up into the mountains, go out on the beach, whatever works for you, But get out of your normal space and your normal routine so that you can do this planning and letting go of time. Second step, focus and meditate or pray, depending on how you seek guidance and wisdom, depending on what works for you. There's no right or wrong here. It's just important to get into that positive mindset space of where you want to be so that you can really focus and drill down. Number three, start with gratitude. Now, I know sometimes this can feel awfully challenging, but we can all find some things deep within us to be extremely grateful for. Even if you're feeling like you're dealing with challenging times, maybe you're going through a tough relationship, a divorce, children have just moved away, whatever it is, financial strife, all of us go through those situations that are challenging for us. But if we look hard and we look deep within and we focus on what we have, it's much easier to find gratitude and focus on what we want to keep and to have more of and not focus so much on the lack. You know, it's kind of funny. It's easy to focus on what we want that we don't have, but try focusing instead on those things that you already have that you still want to keep. And a big part of this is starting with gratitude. So here's some things for you to do. And in the show notes at jackiealmer.com/123, isn't that catchy? You'll find a handout that you can download and go through these. So first, who are the five people closest to you and why are you grateful for them? Write this down on the worksheet. Who are those five people closest to you and why are you grateful for them? And what is it that you're grateful for? What is it that you appreciate about them? Next step, what do you appreciate about the work that you do? Your home business, how you earn a living. Maybe you're doing both. Maybe you're working full-time and you have a home business. Write out a little bit of gratitude and appreciation for all aspects of how you go about earning a living. I don't know why I keep calling it a living. What do you appreciate about the space you live in, your home, an apartment, wherever it is that you live? What can you find to appreciate about that space and the area that you live in, the city, the town, the state, the region, the country? What are those things that you can acknowledge and appreciate about those? And I know you may be one of those people who's feeling frustrated, wanting to relocate, maybe to get closer to family, maybe get out of cold weather. Whatever it is, you may be feeling frustrated, but instead of focusing on the lack that that thought can bring, find the gratitude about where you are right now in the space that you're in, and I promise you, you'll get to where you want to be even faster. Next, in the gratitude phase, what gifts and talents will you acknowledge yourself for? What special skills do you have? Now, here's the thing, we all have them. I want to encourage you to feel comfortable acknowledging what your strengths and your gifts and your talents are, and I want you to write them down on that worksheet. Okay, now let's reflect back on the year and the time period that we are closing out. So again, if you're listening to this 6 months from now, you know, you may be listening to this well into 2015 or even into 2016. That's okay. Maybe you want to do some reflection now and close the door on something else. So let's reflect back on that time frame, the year, whatever it is that we're closing out. Now, sometimes we hesitate to want to do this, wanting to just kind of slam that door shut and move on. But like gratitude, there is good there and we must find it so that we can create even more of that good space. So what are three great things that showed up in your life this past year? What are three great things that showed up in your life this past year? Now, by great, I don't mean that they have to be huge or earth-shattering. They don't. Sometimes the greatest lessons come in small little things that we get to practice gratitude for. I know for me, I went on a Mediterranean cruise this year, and it was so phenomenal to me to sit there and look out and think, gosh, you know, I have people. In fact, it's kind of funny. Just yesterday, I shipped my CDs off to Athens, Greece. So, and I've done that before, and it was fun to me to sit there in the Mediterranean, looking out on that gorgeous ocean, and thinking, I'm thousands and thousands of miles from home, and yet the steps that I took to build my business have touched people all around the world. I have people in Turkey. I have people in Italy. I have people in France, in Germany, in the UK, in Greece, and all over who I've either been in business with or coached with or somehow shared what this business has done for me. And that is huge to me. It was so fun to reflect on that. Even though in some ways it's a little thing, it's a great big thing too. And while I didn't get to meet anyone on that particular trip who I've done business with, I've had opportunities to do that before. So for me, that's one of the great things that showed up in my life this past year, the ability to be so mobile, to move around the world and see the life that lives there and know that those are normal people just like me who get up and work to build a business and those kind of things. So if you're listening now from somewhere outside of the United States, send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer and let me know where you're listening in from. I would love to hear. That's so fun for me to know how we can touch paths and cross paths and share experiences all around the world. So what are three great things that showed up in your life this past year? And again, they don't have to be huge. Then what are three things that you were striving for, but you fell short of achieving this past year? Three things that you were striving for, but fell short of achieving. And now this next question may be a little tough, but why? Why did you fall short of achieving those things that you wanted? And the important thing is to be honest here. Just let it flow and release it. It's not about right or wrong. It's not about beating yourself up. There's no harshment or judgment. Just raw honesty about what it was that held you back, that you allowed hold you back, or whatever it is. Then do you see any recurring themes, good or bad? As you reflect back on and look back over the past year, are there recurring themes that come up, good or bad? Things that may keep you feeling stuck and have stopped you from moving forward as you want in your business. What do you feel is missing from your life? What do you feel is missing from your life? And again, this will be in the handout, so don't feel like you have to be jotting these down. Just go over to jackieelmer.com/123, and you can download that handout. What might you do to add whatever's missing into your life for this coming year? What might you do to add it into your life in this coming year? And then what would you list as your disappointments and regrets from the past year? What would you list as your disappointments and regrets from the past year? And then were you in control of these? Were these something that you controlled yourself? And in most cases, the answer is yes. That's a clue. We like to blame external forces, but really it's us. What can I do to change that, or what will I do to change that for the next year? What will I do to change what I can for the next year? What accomplishments am I most proud of for the previous year? What are those accomplishments that you're most proud of for the previous year? Did I have any major life's lessons that I learned from and can draw wisdom from for the future? And kind of like those great experiences, life lessons don't have to be anything big. They could be small little things or big things that you learned a lesson from. They can be good things. They can be challenging things. It doesn't matter. And once you've finished writing all this out, I want you to say a little silent prayer or practice a meditation. I want you to close your eyes and see yourself putting the ending of the year in a box. All of these things that you've shared, put all those things in your mind in a box. Wrap it up in beautiful gold paper, tie a beautiful red bow on it, place it in your hand, and then blow it out into the universe. Okay? Just get the visual of yourself doing that so you can truly release it. Wish it well on its journey, and thank it for the treasures that it shared with you. Even the challenges are treasures. Okay, now with that done, it's time to plan for the future. So what I want you to do for this next phase in your life, in your business, this next year, consider choosing a word or a theme that describes what you want for the year. Make a list of words that might fit what you want to accomplish. And choose whatever that word's going to be very thoughtfully so you can wrap the rest of your life and your business planning around it. So let's say, for instance, that you choose the word leadership. Think about the word carefully. Leadership. How will this fit into your business plan? How will you weave the word leadership into your scripting and success language as you share your business with other people? Could be something as simple as, I'm working on my leadership skills for this year, and I'm incorporating these into my business, and I would really love your opinion. Okay, something as simple as that. You can weave it then into your online content. So if you're blogging, and I hope that you are, and you're creating content, maybe videos, a podcast, audios, whatever it is, weave that into your online content and use that theme as a dominant part of what you put out into the world. Then look at your calendar and think about what events you might attend that will expand on growing your leadership skills. What events might you attend that will expand on growing your leadership skills? What products might you create around this theme that can better monetize your business and create leads? I'm going to do a whole show on that in an upcoming episode, talking about how to create products that you can sell in addition to what you already do that's going to monetize your business and create some leads. So do you see where choosing your word carefully is a key part of this process? Okay, so think about it and choose that word very carefully. Okay, a next step is to ask yourself, what do I need to do to create change that I want in my life and business this next year? What do I need? What do I need to do? What do I need to learn? What skills do I need to develop? What is it? How am I going to get those things to create the change that I want in my life and business? What steps will I take to get what I need? What's holding me back? And are these true limitations or self-imposed limitations? What am I ready to release and be done with for this next year? What am I ready to release and be done with this next year? Now, the next step is to truly set your calendar up for success. Hopefully, you have your calendar for next year. I've had mine for a couple months. Now, consider your word or theme. Consider the available time that you have that you'll commit to put into your business. Consider your goals and intentions for the new year and so on. And then begin to plot those things into your calendar for success. Are you going to be blogging this year? I hope that you are. One blog post a week, even one every other week to get started. But write it down in your calendar so you have it in there before it gets all filled up with other things. Obviously, you start by filling your calendar with those non-negotiable things that you can't change. But before you get super busy, plot those times in now that you're going to take action in your business. So write those times in that you're going to get your blogging done. Write out your social media plan and get that into your calendar. Write out your marketing intentions and efforts. How are you going to market this content, this blog that you create? I've mentioned before, follow me on Twitter, follow me on LinkedIn, on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. Follow me in those areas and you'll see how I market my business and my blog content. Think about the income-producing activities that you'll be needing to make in this next year and write those down. We already talked about events. What events are you attending this next year? Write them down. Get all of that down in the calendar. And I recommend that you do a weekly planning time frame on every Sunday. Sunday afternoons is a great time to sit down and do some weekly planning. And then at the end of the week on Saturday, you can do a recap. So on Sunday, you do a weekly planning of what your goals are and what you plan to accomplish into that next week, what your action steps are going to be. And then on Saturday, you look back and you hold yourself accountable. I want you to avoid thinking of your business as just Monday to Friday, that typical 8 to 5. Stretch yourself and stretch out your week and don't make excuses because it's the weekend. That has all changed dramatically in today's world. Now, another step that you can take is get those close to you involved. Your family, significant others, team leaders even. Ask other people for support. Ask for accountability and let them know that you are serious. That is, if in fact you are serious. Make sure that you are serious. And then finally, be all in. Yesterday is over. Tomorrow is really just a promissory note. Okay, we have no guarantee of that. Work each day as if it was the turning point for all that you want in your life and in your business. And guess what? When you work things that way, it just might be that turning point. So make sure you get the downloadable worksheet at jackiealmer.com/123. And now let's talk about some action steps that you can take. All right, so those action steps. First and foremost, as I already mentioned, download the guide and work through it, being very honest with yourself. Honesty is so critical here. Okay, you're setting up yourself for success, you're setting up your life for success. So be honest about what you're committed to and what you're going to do, which leads us to the second action step. Get committed. Get all in. There's no time like now to do that. Stop making excuses about not enough. Not enough involves those things such as not enough time, not enough money, not enough contacts, not enough knowledge. You have what you need and you will develop the rest if you really want to. Make a list of everything you want to learn, everything you want to discover, every action step that you want to take, and expand on this in the next year, and then get it on your calendar and do it. If it's time for you to launch a blog, what do you need to do? What are those steps that you need to take? Sit down and work it in order. Get that written down, and then let's get it done. Okay? Are you going to get out more on social media and begin to market yourself in a generic way? Market that content that you're creating on your blog. Make a list of those things that you want to learn, that you're committed to doing in your business, and just get them done. All right, it's time for my iTunes review and shout out. And this one comes from Hilasani. It's actually Sina, Hilasina. It's Sina Berig, a good friend of mine. And she writes, love Jackie's down-to-earth, no-nonsense style to this profession. Definitely recommend this. Thanks, Sina. I appreciate that, and I appreciate you. If you would like to leave a review for the show and get your name entered into a drawing for a free month of my Inner Circle coaching, you can go to jackiealmer.com/iTunes and leave your review, or go to jackiealmer.com/Stitcher and do the same. If you have questions or comments, tweet me at Jackie Almer. Let me know what's on your mind, and I promise I'll respond. If you have a question for the show, you can ask it there. You can ask it on Facebook, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, or jackiealmer.com/question. So as we wrap up and close out 2014 and this time period that you're working in, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. And I wish you the best of luck in this coming year, in your business, and in your life. I'm rooting for you. I know you can do it.
If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, at Jackie Almer. See you on the next show, and have a fun, profitable week.